So I got the question, how do I increase my profitability of my business? I've addressed this at some level before, but it all starts at the job level. Whether you're residential or commercial, whether you're irrigation or turf maintenance, every single thing I believe starts at the job level. If you can get the jobs right, if you can get the margins on each individual job, you can probably get the margin you want company-wide. There's a lot more that goes into that, such as debt and overhead and, which goes into truck payments and equipment lease payments and things of that sort. But you got to start with the job. You got to focus on the job. So the way we believe in focusing on job costing is you've got to know your square footage. Everything's about, in our mind, everything. So let me say this first. In this business, this is a business of selling time. So you're selling time to perform maintenance, the mowing, the turf, the trimming of the bushes, the installation of flowers, landscaping. Yes, you might be selling trees and stone and shrubs, but you're selling labor, you're selling time. You're selling your guys doing the work, doing the installation. You're selling their time. You're hiring them at X, you're marking them up, and you're selling them at Y. You're selling their time at Y, and you're hoping to make a profit in the middle. Yes, you might make profit on selling your trees, and you might sell a warranty, and you might have some continuity warranty program in there that earns you some money monthly. I get that. There's all kinds of other revenue streams, but the bulk of this industry, of most service businesses, is about selling time. So you've got to really understand the relationship of time to money and time to square footage if you're talking about production on the maintenance side. Then clearly on the landscape side, it's time to production in terms of installation of trees of varying sizes, of shrubs, of creating flower beds. There's a relationship there. So let's just, as an example, focus on maintenance. So if you've got a 6,000 square foot property, 6,000 square feet of turf, how long on average, if it doesn't have a lot of grades and if it doesn't have a lot of levels to it, and if there's not too many objects throughout the property that have to be weeded around or mowed around, but if you have a fairly typical average 6,000 turf square foot property, on average, how long does it take a team to maintain it? And granted, it can get a little more complicated because what is the right equipment to be using on the property, and what's the amount of time it should take by equipment type, 21-inch mower versus, 61-inch rider, that kind of thing. So you've got to really understand the relationship again, time to square footage to cost to money. And cost is one element that really leads to price. What should you be charging? So you need to be tracking, I believe, the gross square footage, the net square footage, and the turf square footage of the property. To me, net is just taking out the footprint of the building and the concrete, including leaving flower beds and obstacles and things of that sort. Gross is the total area of the property itself. Turf is just that, it's the turf. Figure that stuff out. Then you want to track it. We personally use handhelds. So our guys get to the job, so they might have a BlackBerry, an iPhone. It's all real time. They get to the job and they say start, and it tracks their time. And if they got multiple things they're doing at the job, like installing mulch or installing or trimming the bushes, they can track the time on each of those individual things and associate the right individual workers to it. It's really, actually really simple. And then when they're done with the job, they click stop. So what happens, and that's it. So what happens is behind the scenes, our computer system in real time has calculated how long they were at the property. It calculates drive time. It calculates all this stuff. Those calculations are then compared to week after week on that same property, compared to the square footage of that property, compared to like properties, and how much money are we making? And we can start to figure out how profitable a job is based on how long our guys are there. So we're only making $150 a week to mow the property, but it's taking us 4 man hours. Well, maybe we're not happy with that. Maybe that's not producing enough profit margin or enough gross revenue, and definitely not enough profit contribution to the business. And so we know that, well, if we're going to spend 4 man hours there and we want to make $50 a man hour, we need to be making at least $200, not $150 a week on this property. That's a rough example, but that's the mindset. So by simply having an automated system to track all of that information and then associate it to the square footages that are being tracked in the system and a number of other things, this is some basic job costing that just by tracking that little bit of information every single week, relentlessly tracking it, relentlessly measuring it, looking at it, you can start to really figure out how to price your work. You can start to really figure out pricing benchmarks. If the property's 3,000 square foot, we know on average it takes X amount of time to do it. We know we need to charge this amount of money. If it's 3,500 square feet, we know on average it takes this amount of time to do it. We need to charge this amount of money. That's how you get really accurate at pricing. So this is a very elementary example, but it is how basic job costing works. The key to it is to do it. Very few companies do it. So start with doing it, and really, if you want to be consistent about it, you've got to do it. You've got to put a system in place that's easy. That's why we use real-time handhelds. It's easy. If the guys were writing down all their start and stop times on route sheets and they were being turned in and somebody had to data punch that all into the computer, it wouldn't consistently happen. And if we only tracked the time it took at a property once every 3 months, we wouldn't have consistent ongoing times, and therefore they would be out of whack. They wouldn't really be good averages. That wouldn't be very telling. And so consistency, ease of use, all of that goes into a good job costing system that can then report back these numbers and really let you analyze it and make sure that because you're selling time, you're making enough money for the time that it takes to maintain each individual property. So I hope that's helpful. That was very quick, but that's the very, very basics of job costing. I personally think to do it consistently, you've got to have a computer system that does it. If you don't, it's very hard. We were never consistent about it until we built it into our computer system. Thanks a lot.